No, we don't want Mikey to fall because he's my ride back home, and we don't want you to fall because we need you Wednesday night. Taylor, congratulations, girl.
Thank you.
So tell me how you felt tonight.
I just knew that I wanted to get out here and win the game, so got to give it all you have, especially during tournament time.
Yep, and it's one and done, right?
Yes.
Now tell me, you guys, you and Caitlin, obviously, you and I've talked. You guys work so well together, but talk a little about that chemistry you have with her and with Crow being a freshman, really fitting in nicely and getting that ball to you guys in low.
Right. Megan does a great job on seeing the floor, too. Everyone kind of underestimates her because she's a freshman, but she's handling herself really well and has improved really well throughout this whole season. And playing with Caitlin ever since we've been in fifth grade, I don't even know how to explain the bond that we have and the chemistry we have, and it just helps on and off the court.
And Taylor Zizey, I mean, I remember when she got brought up as a freshman, you know, and all those times that she played and touches of the ball, that's really starting to pay off for her now.
Yes, she did great, too. She's been doing really well for us.
Okay, so they made that triple right before halftime.
Yes.
There, Strelo made that triple. You're only up three at the half. What was the message in the locker room?
Big message from coach was just keep playing how we've been playing and play defense. And mine was the first 3 minutes are huge, especially after a shot like that. They come into the next quarter with momentum. Our goal was to get three stops in a row. I think we got two, which was still good, but that was it.
All right, Taylor. Three fouls on you at halftime, so you have to play and not get that fourth. Did that factor in anything in your mind?
I just knew I had to play smart because I knew I had to be out there, and I wanted to be out there. I didn't want to be on the bench in a game like this, so I knew I had to play smart.
And you did not get another foul, did you?
No.
Okay, so I'll let you say hi to whoever you want to listening, Taylor.
All right, the Goodmans, my Aunt Danae and Uncle John, my Aunt Tammy and Uncle Rex, my brother, and any other friends and family that are listening.
All right. Well, we'll see you. What do you think? Escanaba, Wednesday night.
I'm ready.
Yeah. And those girls are going to be ready too, aren't they?
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. It's going to be right till the final buzzer.
And then Menominee's going to play Sault Ste. Marie in the other game.
Yep.
So what do you think? That's going to be a tough game, too.
It is.
You played them both?
Yep. We haven't played the Sioux.
Oh,
but
we
played Menominee and Esky. I just think all these games from now on are going to be right to the very end. There's talent in every single team, so.
And we get to play at home.
I know.
Isn't
I'm
that great?
For
no,
that.
No. We get to play at home, and,
yes.
And then you know that what's waiting for you if you can beat Esky. You know
yes.
What's waiting Friday at home, too.
Yes, so.
Okay, Taylor, good job, girl.
All right, thank you.
All right.